Hello, and welcome to show number 2501 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program empowering the visually impaired with expert advice, personal stories, and the latest in technology and accessibility. I'm Nancy Goodman-Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
That's how I always describe Lucy, someone who happens to not be able to see, but otherwise, yeah.
Hence the title of the book.
Absolutely.
She's blind, but she's not broken.
Exactly. You got it.
Which is just such a positive attitude. He can't see, but he's otherwise quite healthy.
Exactly. That's the attitude we need.
And in this episode, we'll hear all about how Ollie and Lucy, whom we interviewed before, met.
Lucy Edwards went suddenly blind just months into her relationship with Ollie Edwards Cave when they were both in their teens. We'll talk with Ollie about how he stood by her and supported her through years of struggles and depression. We also talk about Lucy's book, Blind Not Broken, that details their experiences. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Ollie Edwards Cave.
My tip of the week is one for social media, seeing as that is what me and Lucy do. First 3 seconds is everything, and show, don't tell.
That's a great tip of the week. I think of that when I read books where people take, 100 pages to get into what they want to talk about in the book and things like that. It's very important, the first impressions.
Absolutely. I'm currently reading a book, and it's called Anathem, and oh my gosh, I'm about 4 hours in and the plot still hasn't started and I'm starting to wonder what's happening.
So I gather you listen to audiobooks. You said you're 4 hours in.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Me and Lucy, audiobook, podcasts, everything, just audio. And even when we're in the car, audio description, we just have it on and we just watch movies with audio description on. So I don't have to look at the screen.
Oh, isn't that cool?
So cool.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
Glidance, pioneers of Glide, an intelligent guide for the blind and low vision community. Glide's AI-powered technology guides you around obstacles, hazards, and more, providing audio and haptic feedback, getting you where you need to go safely and independently. More information is at glidance.io/eyes. That's glidance.io/EYES.
And by
InnoSearch AI, an accessible e-commerce tool for the blind. You can find your favorite electronics, groceries, or do some early holiday shopping at InnoSearch.ai, now partnered with over 500,000 retailers. That's InnoSearch.ai.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Let's start by meeting Ollie.
Well, today we have something a little bit special. Several months ago, we talked with Lucy Edwards about her new book, about her journey through becoming blind. And today we'll be chatting with her husband, Ollie. So, Ollie, maybe you can tell people exactly who you are and what you do.
Hiya, guys. Okay, so I am Lucy's husband, Ollie Edwards Cave. Well, I work with her pretty much all the time these days. So anything behind the camera is me. A lot of the time, you'll hear my voice sort of spookily in the background. And then in my sort of other world, I've worked as a VFX artist. So it's kind of visual effects, blindness kind of combines, but it also helps with audio description. That works out quite well.
So when you say visual effects, you're like one of the people putting in computer graphics into videos?
Exactly. So it's CGI, as like most people sort of know it as. So like 3D stuff for perfume adverts, for like trains and backgrounds, all sorts of stuff.
Kind of an interesting counterpoint to Lucy being visually impaired and you doing visual stuff. But I guess it mixes together when you put your YouTube videos together with her.
Exactly. We sort of kind of learned the whole process almost together. So I've always had like an interest in VFX, but when Lucy once said, "Ooh, Ollie, can we like start a YouTube channel?" back in 2014 now. Wow, that's a long time ago. But yeah, it was pretty simple. I just kind of used those skills that I'd sort of learned from VFX, and then we just took them and applied them to video editing, and then Lucy got more confident on camera, and then voila, yesterday's wishes, as it was known, was born.
But you don't do any weird manipulations of her face or anything like that, which I'm sure you're quite capable of doing.
Oh God. Like, I guess I could do, but I don't for a start. But also, it would take so much time, and way more time than would be worth it for a YouTube video, unless we really wanted to like go, ooh, this is like Halloween, and let's get spooky.
If you want to see some of the YouTube videos that Ollie was talking about, check out the @LucyEdwards channel on YouTube, which at last count had over 800,000 subscribers. We'll have links to that and their other social media presence in the show notes for this episode. Eyes on Success connects corporate sponsors with visually impaired listeners around the world.
More information about becoming a sponsor can be found at www.sponsor.eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is Ollie and Lucy's relationship as they both adapted to her blindness.
Well, Ollie, today we wanted to talk with you about how you came to meet Lucy and how your relationship developed over the years as she became blind. She became blind quite early in your relationship, right?
Yeah, it was literally, we were together for, I think it was pretty much 2 months exactly before, yeah, she became blind, 2 months and 1 week.
And you were both teenagers at the time, right?
Yeah, so Lucy was, I think she just turned 17, and I was 16 at the time.
So as an adult now, you can appreciate how surprised we were that any teenage boy would have the wherewithal to stick with his brand new girlfriend as she precipitously lost the rest of her sight.
Yeah, looking back, it was definitely, I can see why everyone in our life around us was like, oh my gosh, this is a tough thing. You're, now I'm using their words, you're a saint, Holly. I'm not. I'm far from it because, no, that's not a good answer. This is tricky. This is really tricky.
It is really tricky, and I even had trouble phrasing the question, but that's basically what made us want to talk to you is, you know, for you as a teenage boy to stick with a teenage girl through that when you didn't have a long track record is, it's really something.
Yeah, looking back, I am quite proud of myself and also proud of Luce because we did, I think it was a very quick, you know, like when you say like, oh yeah, certain things bring you together, you either come together or you split apart with like times under tension. And I think we very much like stuck together. We were like, okay, we really like each other. I think we'd only just about said the L word at that point. And we were just like, let's go for it. We know that you're amazing, Luce. I'm fairly patient and we're going to get through this. I know it's going to be hard. Like, there's going to be a long road ahead of you. Well, we didn't know at the time, but it was quite like several years of hardcore depression mixed with like relearning how to live your life. Then combine that with a social media career, because why not throw in an extra basket, and then also a long distance relationship. It was a challenge, but yeah, we came out of it, I think, pretty well. Well, very well. I'm sitting in a rather nice house building furniture for us two with two doggies and yeah, an amazing career.
When the situation first developed, did you have any second thoughts?
Weirdly, like I know everyone kind of expects me to have, but I didn't. There wasn't any question in my head, should I leave this girl? Because I think, like, when we first got to know each other, Lucy kind of laid it out very quickly. within about like the first 2 days that there was a prospect of her going blind. We were talking at the time about 3D films. We'd literally only just got to know each other online. Like, we'd been at the same drama club for ages, but we had only actually properly started speaking at this point. And I mentioned, oh, I just went to see, I think it was The Avengers or something. I can't remember. It was a film that had 3D stuff, maybe Avatar. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And she was like, oh, I can't see this. And I was like, oh, what's that? And she's like, well, I've only got one eye that works. And the other one, that also might go. So it was a realistic prospect that it could happen, but for it to happen so soon was a bit of a surprise. But yeah, so I don't think there was a question in my head that I was going to leave Lucy.
And what was the reaction of your friends, parents, and other people around you?
I think for my parents, it definitely was a bit of a shock. It was like, oh my gosh, Ollie's new girlfriend has just gone blind. How's he coping with it? Because I particularly then wasn't very outwards with my expression, like my emotions at all. I just concealed them, which I think in some ways benefited me at the time because it allowed me to sort of be that sort of rock, like very stable rock for Lucy at the time. Don't do this, guys. It's not healthy. Like, talk about your emotions. But yeah, for my parents, I think I just kind of closed off a little bit. So they, I think, were understandably a bit worried about me, but like otherwise didn't particularly inquire. They kind of left me to my own devices a little bit with it. And then with my friends, oh, I'm trying to remember. I think I remember mentioning it, but like I didn't really elaborate on it. And you can imagine teenage boys being teenage boys kind of didn't really go into it. There wasn't like much, wasn't like these sort of adverts with Prince William where he goes into like a football changing room and he's like, oh, let's talk about our feelings. It wasn't that at all. It was very much like, oh, she's gone blind. Okay. And what do you think of Pokemon? Sort of thing.
Well, interesting point. I guess young people in general are a little bit more self-centered in terms of their direction in the world and all. And also they're more open-minded towards different situations.
Yeah, I think definitely like when you're that young, you can be very flexible with how like you've got all this time in the world. Like we'd just finished year 11. So I would have been 16, like literally just 16 in my case. And you have like this huge amount of time off after your exams. So like you've got all this time to sort of like get to know yourself and also like understand and process your emotions without having to, I guess, live life on the side as well.
And I guess also when you're young, a lot of young people have this feeling of invincibility. Nothing can go wrong. I can take over the world and do anything. So maybe in retrospect, it isn't so surprising that you just went into this with wide open eyes and we're going to conquer any issues that came up.
Yeah, I think for me, that was definitely the case. But also, I think it almost in some ways was a much bigger reality shock for both myself and Lucy because it was like, oh, we aren't invincible. Things can happen to us and things that are very serious can happen to us. I think it almost reshifted our attitude towards how we live our life. But it wasn't so immediate back then. But like as you grow up with that in the back of your mind, it definitely shapes who you become.
Well, and I would imagine when you made the commitment to get married that you and everybody else figured that this relationship, if it could survive one of you going blind, it was strong enough, you know, stronger than the average young adult's relationship when they step into getting married.
That was literally part of it. It was such an intense start to the relationship that we thought, yes, if we start with this, then like we can handle whatever comes at us. Children, yeah, should have this. Dogs, got this. Disaster. Intense emotions, like, because it really taught us how to communicate about our emotions very early on with each other, which I think definitely strengthened how, like, particularly as like grandparents passed away and things like that, we're able to talk about our feelings with one another and process them properly.
You mentioned earlier about that there was a long time of pretty deep depression on Lucy's part. And she talked about that a lot in the book. And it's almost kind of surprising knowing how successful, outgoing, and cheery she is now that she would have gone through that. But that must have been very difficult and more trying. And that wasn't something you expected, even though early on in the relationship, you thought, well, we'll just deal with this.
Yeah, Exactly. So that was a real challenge in itself, in that we knew the physical side of when Lucy would go blind, like what would happen, but we didn't exactly anticipate how Lucy would react when that happened. We didn't know, like, because people process grief in all different sorts of ways, which I guess is what the book is about in some aspects, the seven stages and how you can jump around them. But in Lucy's case, it was difficult to sort of process, because for the first year, Lucy was incredibly busy with her A-levels at the time. She was going through all of these exams, just basically restarting life, learning how to do all the essentials that she essentially didn't process, that she had depression. Well, not that she had depression, but process that she was going, like she went blind in an emotive way. So the first year was almost kind of normal, which was, it's strange to say. So we kind of had our dates. We went places. We did all this. Like, we walked around. I learned how to audio describe. We learned Braille together. All of that was done in the first year. And then once Lucy had kind of finished those exams, she kind of had this sudden realization that it was like, oh my God, I'm blind. And then depression hit like a truck. There was huge amounts of, like, I guess, I don't know how much she'd be happy with me saying on here, but she was particularly snappy at the time. She was struggling to process her emotions. She was finding it really hard. And I would, because we were together, I'd often sometimes be the brunt of that, which I guess, like in my previous answer about describing myself as being a bit like a rock, it kind of was like that. But I kind of had this idea that Lucy was the girl I knew inside. She was still there. So I thought, you know what? She's processing her emotions here. She's going through a hard time. We're going to get through this, and she will still be that person at the end of this journey. Not that it will ever particularly end, but as she processes it and as she gets through it and as she sort of comes out of this darkness of mood.
You had to have an incredible amount of patience.
Exactly. I'd like to say that is one of my better points, I hope, without sounding too cocky.
Well, it must be, considering the result, and you stuck with her through these ordeals.
Yeah, it was a difficult time.
You know, I was thinking of my own growing up, and I had a lot of eye operations when I was a kid, and it obviously must have affected my parents and family life a lot. But I almost think sometimes hardships like that can bring people together when you have kind of a common cause or a common enemy that you want to defeat. And it was almost the happiest times in our family lives, in some sense.
You know what? I can understand that. There's definitely, you feel like you're overcoming this challenge together, and that it, all the problems of the world don't matter because you've got each other, you're going through this together, and you will conquer it together. And whether someone's being a bit like naff in the corner, or their, I don't know, a friend is being a bit shady, it's not really that small picture stuff. And you're going through this big picture together.
Well, you must be an incredible person, especially to go through that at such a young age. And
thank you.
You know, now you're in your late 20s, I guess, right? You got married when?
Yeah, we got married last year, and I'm now 28, which is approaching 30. Oh, gosh. Yeah, been together how many years now? So we got together in 2013, and it's now 20. So we're approaching 25. So that would be, yeah, almost 12 years.
Wow. Well, you know, my experience connecting with a blind man was the exact opposite of yours. My friends all knew him actually before I did, because we were both working at Xerox, and he got there before I did by a couple of years. So they all knew Pete was perfectly competent, and you know, I started dating him, and they're like, okay, cool, you know, he can't see, but who cares?
Yeah.
My parents, on the other hand, you know, we were 30. You'd think we were mature enough, I hope, to make these kinds of decisions. They thought I was crazy. And we actually did an episode of this show very early on. It was like 2011. And we were talking to all of our immediate family about how they felt about, you know, their experiences with Pete as a blind son, blind brother, blind father blind, son-in-law, and we've got my parents on tape saying, well, we thought you were nuts when you wanted to marry him.
Oh my gosh, that is insane.
They finally warmed up to me after about 15 or 20 years, though.
Oh, fantastic. And it only took them a little while.
It was not fun.
Oh, gosh.
But, you know, eventually they figured out, okay, he's Pete, and he can't see, but he's Pete, and they, as he said, warmed up to him. But it took a while.
That is, well, for lack of a better word, slightly insane. Because, like, you had your whole life, like, evidently very successful at the same company, working similar jobs.
Well, it wasn't their dream for their child, right?
Yeah, I guess like everyone sort of has this idea of what they want their child to be, who they want. They probably have an imaginary husband in their head or wife or whatever. And I guess if you don't fit that bill, you know, people can get a bit, I don't know, touchy.
Oh, they can get touchy.
Well, it's interesting. People tend to think of you as being very different because you're blind, but I've been blind since I was born, so I think of myself as being a person who's a pretty ordinary person, but I just happen to be blind. Some people can't run fast, some can't reach the tallest shelf because they're not tall enough, and I just happen to be a person who's blind and can't see.
That's how I always describe Lucy, someone who happens to not be able to see, but otherwise, yeah.
Hence the title of the book.
Absolutely.
She's blind, but she's not broken.
Exactly. You got it.
Which is just such a positive attitude. He can't see, but he's otherwise quite healthy.
Exactly. That's the attitude we need.
Yeah. We used to go into the public schools. Xerox had this program where they'd send us in to do some science experiments, hands-on science experiments with the kids. And our last session of the year, we'd do what we called Peter's Blind Act. And it was basically, I'd come in with my adaptive aids and I'd tell them how I do various aspects of life, how I read, how I work, how I brush my teeth. And the kids were just incredibly receptive to that. And I would always tell them that, you know, I just happen not to be able to see. Some people can't run fast. Some people aren't tall enough to reach the top shelf in a cupboard. And you just deal with it.
That is a fantastic attitude to have. And oh my gosh, kids are just, when you get them, they adapt so fast. They just kind of go, oh yeah. Like we've got like friends who have nieces and nephews and they've just adapted Lucy into their life. They're just like, oh yeah, she's blind. Like here, I'm going to come up to you and I will audio describe what I'm wearing today. And now I will continue the conversation. It's so good. It's honestly, it's kind of why we do our videos. Like Lucy does Speakers for Schools as well, because kids just learn so fast. And if you can get them at that age, then eventually when they become adults, I'm hoping that quite a few of them will have watched or learned from our videos and take it into adulthood and then teach their kids. And then eventually, maybe at least a decent whack of the population will know.
It would be nice if adults were similarly accepting.
Oh my gosh. Tell me about it.
Well, I'm glad you guys soldiered through this whole journey in such a very positive and encouraging way. And it's nice to know that there are people like that in the world that can support each other and bounce back and forth and learn from it and wind up really well on the other side.
Oh, thank you.
You guys seem like you have a very good partnership. And Lucy's, like I said, is a very bright, cheery person. You would never think there was any of that in her past life. And you sound to be quite similar yourself. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It's taken a while, but we got through it. And we learned from those lessons and how to approach life in a, I guess, a more positive way. Like if the worst thing has already happened, then it can only go up.
Good point.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now for this week's final item, how to find Lucy Edwards' book, Blind Not Broken, and how to contact either her or Ollie Edwards Cave.
Well, Ollie, Lucy describes your relationship and her journey through becoming visually impaired in much more detail in her book. Can you tell us what her book is and where people can obtain it?
Yes, absolutely. So her book is Blind Not Broken, Your Guide to Turning Loss and Grief into Happiness. And you can find it in all major bookstores. So Amazon, Waterstones, I'm not sure what stores you guys have in the US, but I imagine you can find it there too. Make sure to get out your Navilens code as well, because you can scan around and you'll find it.
And she also has a very active YouTube channel.
She does indeed. Well, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all the major ones, Snapchat nowadays. And you can find her as at Lucy Edwards on YouTube and TikTok. You can find her at Lucy Edwards Official on Instagram and at Blind Lucy on Snapchat, because for some reason Lucy Edwards was taken.
So are there ways people can reach you if they want to talk to you or have any questions or learn about your visual effects career?
Oh, I must admit, I'm kind of a little bit secretive. Like, I have an Instagram account that I'm not actually logged into on my own phone, because I'm always logged into Lucy's. So probably your best bet to access me is actually to go through Lucy on probably email. So if you go onto Lucy's website, lucyedwardsofficial.com or lucyedwards.com, and go to the contact page, you'll find a little form there and you can address it to me and I will hopefully answer.
And of course, you can find all of that contact information in the show notes associated with this episode, which is episode 2501, at our website. We'll also have a link to the show in which we talk with our parents about when we got married and our relationship in the show notes. So look for that. In addition, we hope you're enjoying our new website, which has been totally revamped starting for this year, 2025, which begins our 15th year of hosting and airing the show. What fun it's been. And the website had been getting kind of cluttered as we kept adding more and more stuff to it on a single page, but we've now broken it down into a number of separate subpages, removed a lot of the clutter, and made it a lot easier for people to find what they want without having to go through a lot of distractions. So we hope you're enjoying that new website. If you have any comments for us, just send them to host@eyesonsuccess.net. We always enjoy hearing from our listeners. Also on our website, you'll find some promotional items, and if you use the links associated with those items, you'll not only get a discount on those items, but you'll help support the show. So check that out.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about ourselves. We did a show about 10 years ago in which we discussed what it was like being both halves of a couple in which one person, in our case, Pete, was totally blind and the other one, me, Nancy, fully sighted. And we'll be reprising that show. Unlike Ollie and Lucy's story, where we talked about them being young, Lucy being newly blind, them being at the beginning of their relationship, we've been married for over 40 years at this point, and we're not so young anymore.
Anyway, Happy New Year's to all of our listeners around the world. Hope you keep enjoying the show. Share it with a friend. And we look forward to seeing you next week.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening and have a nice day.